Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 272. Medical Babylon. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the 8th month, on the 24th day of the 8th month.
Dear Dan, in October of 2008 I began working as the night lead in the G6Z department. I was doing this job in 2009 when the Lord gave me the 2 months off on paid labor and industries leave, see Letter 55 Volume 1. But from 2003 to 2008 I was working in G6A. It was while doing this job that I had an interesting written exchange with two people who, to this day, I still do not know. Please allow me to explain. In one area that I cleaned, there was a whiteboard on the wall for people to leave messages, notes, or whatever. One day, say in about 2006, that thought occurred to me of something I could write on the board, mainly to see what kind, if any, of a response I would get. Here is what I wrote. Human beings, or parts thereof, are not crops to be harvested and traded on a commodity futures market. The Lord gave this to me because around this time I had been thinking a lot about how the medical profession uses the word harvest to describe the way various body parts are obtained for later transplant into another human being, and how that related to Angel Gabriel and his message in Revelation, chapter 18, verses 2 and 3, against Babylon the Great, and how later in the same chapter men are reduced to a mere shopping list of items. Here is the scripture. The book of Revelation, chapter 18, verses 10 through 13. Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city. For in 1 hour your judgment has come, and the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. After a few days of checking, I saw two responses written on the board. One said, "Yes, good," revealing some agreement with what I wrote. But another responder left these mocking, adversarial words. Since when? To that response I answered with the spirit of truth, whereby I wrote this phrase. Since love will have prevailed upon the face of the earth, see footnote. That was some time ago. And since 9 October 2013, one might be able to infer from the theme of the word of my testimony that the Lord was losing patience with some of the devil's influence in the world of medicine. Footnote: this will have come true when Jesus, King of the Jews, is ruling the planet from his palace in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Yes, I'm Mm-hmm.